The link between poverty and food insecurity, not being able to afford enough food, is clear. But researchers at Drexel University say there's another important catalyst to consider: racism. WHYY's Aaron Mozell reports that's the message after interviewing nearly 700 people in Philadelphia.
A new study from the school's Center for Hunger-Free Communities finds that people who experienced discrimination struggled with hunger twice as often as people who didn't, no matter when or where that discrimination happened. Tanisha Barnes now lives in Philadelphia, but she's originally from New York. She says she experienced food insecurity after she lost her job at a public library branch there.
I really think it was because I was Black and I fought back.
Barnes says she was hired to help people check out books and answer questions, but that her boss never allowed her to do that, instead assigning her tasks that kept her in the background.
One of the things she would say to me is like, oh, you can't sit out, you know, in the front desk. Our clients wouldn't relate to you.
She says she was laid off after her boss wrote her up 4 times in 7 months for seemingly minor mistakes. She says that forced her to sign up for food stamps and rely on food pantries in the 2 years it took to find another full-time job. To help end discrimination, the Drexel study suggests implicit bias training for teachers, healthcare workers, and police officers in Philly, where food insecurity jumped 22% between 2012 and 2017. Aaron Mozell, WHYY News.